Well, everybody, welcome to episode 307 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When you work at Legacy Realty of Iowa, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. All right, well, we're going to preview both the boys and girls state soccer tournaments tonight. In a little while, I'll be visiting with two of the standouts from the Ankeny boys team. But right now, we're going to focus on the girls tournament. I'll be talking to one of the Ankeny stars here in a little bit. But right now, my first guest is a senior forward on the Ankeny Centennial squad. She has helped the third-ranked Jaguars to a 14-3-2 record, and she leads the team with 15 goals, 15 assists, and 45 points. She has set numerous school records this season, and she'll be taking her talents to Missouri Western next year. She is Ava Martin. Ava, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, congratulations on making it back to state. Of course, this will be your fourth trip to the state tournament. You know, does this one feel a little different, though, because it's obviously going to be your last one?
Yeah, this one does feel a little different, you know, just knowing it's the last one and last time to make history, so I'm really excited.
Well, your team has really cruised into the state tournament after battling Johnston to a 1-1 tie on May 13th. You closed out the regular season with a pair of shutouts over Southeast Polk and Cedar Falls. And then in regional play, you guys routed both the Urbandale and Des Moines Roosevelt by identical scores of 9-0. You had two goals in the win over Urbandale, and then you followed that up on Friday with another goal versus Roosevelt. You know, after outscoring your last four opponents by a 28-0 margin, do you feel like this team is playing its best ball of the season?
Yeah, I do. I really think these past few weeks we've executed super well around goal, and I think that's just great momentum to bring into the state tournament. So I think we've been improving a lot.
Well, this was clearly the easiest road to state that you've ever been a part of. Even the team that you played on that won state in 2022 had to go to a shootout versus Johnston in the regional final. You know, did you think it would be this easy for you guys?
I mean, being the third in the state, you know, that competition gets a little lighter in the regional play. But honestly, wasn't expecting to have such, like, easier games going into state because usually it's such a battle in that regional final. So it was kind of nice, but.
Well, certainly the competition level is going to get, you know, a lot tougher this week at state. You know, do you have any concern at all that you guys maybe aren't battle tested, or do you feel like you had enough, you know, tough games during the season that you'll be ready for it?
I think we're ready. I mean, obviously these past few games haven't been the toughest, but we play in the CIML, so we've been used to tough competition all season. I think it's prepared us well.
Well, now your team will play number 6 Johnston in a Class 3A quarterfinal on Tuesday at 7 p.m. The game will be played on Field 2 at the Lyde Recreation Fields on the campus of Iowa State University in Ames. You know, so have you ever played on those fields up there? And what did you think of having the tournament moved up to Ames this year?
I have not played there, and I don't really care a lot, but I definitely liked it being at County. But I don't think it's going to be too big of a difference just because we're still going to be playing on grass. And, yeah, it's not going to be too different, so.
Well, Johnston qualified for state with a 2-1 win over number 11 Southeast Polk. The Dragons have won their last three games since they battled you guys to that 1-1 draw 19 days ago. You know, what do you remember about that first game against Johnston?
That game, I feel like we didn't have a ton of energy. I don't think we executed super well around goal either. I think we definitely created some chances, but just wasn't super dangerous around the goal, and we could have tested them a little more, so.
Well, yeah, I know Coach Allen felt like that was a game that slipped away from you guys. Your team scored an own goal in the 42nd minute, and then you held on to the lead for more than 30 minutes before Johnston got an equalizer from Lydia Lau with 7 minutes left, and you guys outshot the Dragons by a 22-8 margin. So did it feel like your team, you know, kind of controlled the game but just didn't get the result that you wanted?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely were in there attacking third a lot, but just wasn't getting the right shots and not executing well enough, so.
Well, you were held to just one shot in that game. Were the Dragons doing anything in particular to try to contain you?
Yeah, I think they were kind of marking me a little tighter. I'm kind of used to that. But, yeah, they were just kind of on me, and I wasn't getting very many opportunities. So.
Well, the top 7 teams in Class 3A all made it to state, along with number 9 Bettendorf, the defending champion. The Bulldogs scored 2 goals in the final minute to stun Iowa State Liberty in their regional final. And I don't know if you saw the highlights of that game, but that was kind of a crazy finish, wasn't it?
Oh, wow. I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, well, somebody told me that last night, and so I just happened to look it up today.
Wow.
Yeah, they scored like 2 goals in the last minute to win that.
Was the score 2-1?
2-1, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. That's crazy.
I think the last goal was even like just literally like in the last second.
Wow. So. Okay.
Well, the winner of your game will play either number 2 Valley or number 7 Linmar in Thursday's semifinals. Your team dropped the 1-0 decision to Valley on April 29th. You know, so I imagine you'd like to get another crack at the Tigers, wouldn't you?
Yeah, for sure. That would be a good revenge game, and I definitely think we could bring something at them. So.
Well, Waukee Northwest is the number 1 seed and has yet to lose to a team from Iowa this season. You know, do you think they have to be the favorite to win the title?
I mean, probably, but I think the Bettendorf could give them a test. I mean, Bettendorf's been kind of in the shadows all season, so never know what could happen. And plus, it's state, so anything could happen in general. So.
Well, you guys dropped a 3-0 decision to Northwest on April 6th. And, of course, the Wolves also defeated your team in the quarterfinals in each of the last 2 years. You know, if you guys can somehow make it to Saturday's championship game, you know, a chance to knock off, you know, a team like Northwest and win the title, then, you know, that'd be a perfect way to close out your career, wouldn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely would love another crack at them, for sure.
What do you think it's going to take for a team to beat Northwest?
I mean, I think just executing around the goal and just coming out with a ton of energy, I think that they definitely are beatable, but they have a solid back line and a solid keeper, but just bringing energy and connecting well around them would be great to beat them.
Well, it should be a fun tournament. I'm looking forward to it. Good luck this week, Ava. I'll see you up there on Tuesday.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. MJ Properties is also a sponsor of the podcast and is the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic as well. We appreciate the support of MJ Properties. All right, my next guest is a senior midfielder on the Ankeny girls squad, and she has helped the fifth-ranked Hawkettes to an 11-2-3 record. She leads the team with 16 goals and also has 5 assists on the season. She is headed to Iowa to play for the Hawkeyes next year. She is Allie Mackey. Allie, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Hi, Dan. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, congratulations on making it back to state. This will be your 4th trip to the state tournament. You know, does this one feel a little different knowing that it's going to be your last time?
Yeah, it does. Definitely just going into our game to go to state, I felt a little bit more pressure, like wanting to close out my career in my 4th season here at Ankeny in a good way. So I'm just super excited to make it back to state this year.
Well, your team really had to survive a tough game to make it to state. You guys beat Cedar Falls 1-0 in the regional final on Friday, and it took about 67 minutes for you to score the game's only goal. I know your teammate Avery Taylor told me afterwards that she was definitely starting to get worried about the possibility of going to overtime and then to, you know, to PKs. Were you starting to get a little concerned?
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily worried about anything defensively. Our back line is great, and we weren't giving Cedar Falls any opportunities in that way. I was just getting a little bit impatient, like when were the goals going to come? So it was just nice to get that goal, and then we could finally like feel a little bit more relieved and have that pressure off our back.
Well, your team had a ton of chances to score in that game. You guys took 30 shots, and you had 9 of them. I know you gave credit to the Cedar Falls keeper, Alexis Montgomery, afterwards. You know, she's a heck of a player, isn't she?
Yeah, she had a great game, but definitely overall we need to be cleaner in front of goal. If we're scoring one goal off of 30 shots, we won't get that amount of chances in the upcoming games.
Well, I'm sure it was a relief to finally get that goal, and it came with a little luck. Your shot kind of deflected off the defender, didn't it?
Yeah, I was like, just kind of the way it was, the way it goes, because we had many clean opportunities, and of course the one that deflected was the one that happened to go in. But
what do you think having a game like that would be beneficial for you guys going forward? You know, you have to feel like your team is battle tested now.
Yeah, it definitely helps, like knowing like, because there are going to be games that we're going to need to score. There's limited time left in the game, and, like, we're going to feel a little bit of pressure. So it was nice to have that game just so that we didn't cruise going into state, and the team, like, can be more ready mentally and physically.
Well, now your team will play number 4 Waukee in a Class 3A quarterfinal on Tuesday at 5:15 p.m., and that game will be played on Field 2 at the Lyde Recreation Fields on the campus of Iowa State University. Of course, the Jaguars game will follow you. You know, so have you ever played on those fields, you know, before? And what do you think of having the tournament up names this year?
I don't recall playing on those fields before, maybe when I was younger at like the Iowa games or something like that. But yeah, it'll definitely be different not being at County this year. I haven't checked out the surface or anything like that. I've heard it's pretty similar, like grass can always vary. So it'll be different, like we'll have to adjust to that. So that will definitely be a challenge, but yeah, it'll be cool, different environment.
Well, Waukee advanced to the tournament with a 1-0 win over number 13 Dowling Catholic. Stella Braddock scored the game's only goal, while Lauren Knighty made 8 saves for the Warriors. Now, this will be a rematch of a game from April 18th at Ankeny, where you guys battled Waukee to a scoreless draw. Your team outshot the Warriors by a 15-6 margin in that one, but Knighty made 11 saves to keep the Warriors in it. You know, she's another really good goalkeeper, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Like you said, we had 15 shots, which in our game on Friday we had 30, so just half the amount of opportunities. So just even more pressure on the team and all of us to really capitalize on our opportunities, especially with a great goal in the goal.
Well, you took three shots in that game. Did Waukee do anything in particular to try to contain you?
Yeah, I was being marked pretty tightly, and then like our staff moved me around a little bit out wide to just try and get some different opportunities to get some shots off. So I played a little bit, a couple of different positions. But yeah, didn't get too many shots off that game.
Well, I know Coach Simon told me after the game the other night that Waukee plays with a similar mindset to Cedar Falls. They put a lot of players behind the ball and really focus on trying to stop their opponents from scoring. So do you think playing Cedar Falls first, you know, will be good preparation for this game?
Yeah, I think the game should look pretty similar. We don't know how they'll start, obviously, but towards the end of or during the second half of our game in the regular season, Waukee had almost all their numbers in their defensive half. So it'll be very similar to the Cedar Falls game, I expect.
Well, your team could potentially face number one Waukee Northwest in Thursday's semifinals and then number two Valley in Saturday's championship game. You guys also tied both of those teams this season. And you told me the other night that you'd like to get, you know, some rematches this week. You know, if you can get a shot to knock off both of those teams and have a chance to win the title, I mean, that'd be a perfect way to close out your career, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We'd avenge all of our ties, I guess you could say, and just prove that we are a good team and just would be the perfect ending.
Well, of course, Northwest is the number one seed for a reason. The Wolves have yet to lose to an opponent from Iowa. You know, what do you think it's going to take for somebody to beat them?
I think it's going to take a lot of just some luck. They're a very good team all around, but also just whoever's going to capitalize when it comes down to it. There's going to be limited chances that you get in front of the goal with that team, and just scoring and not having a ton of missed shots will be key.
Well, this will be the final state tournament run for Coach Simon as well. He'll be departing to become an assistant coach at Wisconsin, and I'm sure he'd love to win another state title on his way out the door. Of course, he led Ankeny to the championship in his first season in 2019. You know, I know how much you guys enjoy playing for him. You know, do you want to win a title as much for him as you do for yourself?
Oh, definitely. He started his career winning a state title, and it would be the perfect ending to just go out with one as well. He's been amazing for this program, and yeah, our whole team appreciates him so much and everything he's done, even with his busy schedule this year. We'd love to win it for him and for ourselves.
Well, it should be a fun tournament. I'm looking forward to it. You know, good luck on Tuesday, Allie. I'll see you up there.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa. Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the podcast. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right, well, my other two guests tonight are both standouts on the Ankeny boys squad. To my left is a senior forward who has racked up 25 goals and 9 assists while helping the 8th-ranked Hawks to an 11-5-2 record. He is currently tied for 3rd among the scoring leaders in Class 4A, and he'll be taking his talents to Drake next year. He is Landon Benge. Landon, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, thanks for coming. And to my right is a senior defender for the Hawks. He has contributed 2 goals and 3 assists while also playing a key role for the back line that has kept 4 clean sheets this season. He'll be playing for McKendree next year. He is Dylan Gloviak. Dylan, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, guys, congratulations on making it to state. I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. I was at the Centennial game on Thursday, so my reporter, Steven, had the pleasure of covering your game against Des Moines Lincoln. And for most of the second half, you guys were ahead 1-0, and it looked like maybe that would be the final score. You know, but then all heck broke loose there in the last few minutes as the two teams combined for 3 goals, and you ended up having to go to overtime tied at 2-2. Landon, was that one of the crazier finishes to a soccer game you've been a part of?
I think that was one of the craziest finishes I've ever seen. I mean, they come back, obviously tie at 1-1, and then we have Dylan over here that scores an amazing header, thinking that the game's almost over, you know, a minute's left of the game. Just have to keep them out of our box, but they score, they do what they have to do, and then we respond.
Well, of course, last year you guys, you know, qualified for state with a dramatic win over Linmar. In that game, Austin Lundberg scored the tying goal with under a minute left, and then you eventually won on PKs. You know, but you guys never trailed in that game. On Friday, you never trailed. So Dylan, this one maybe wasn't quite as nerve-wracking as the one from last year, was it?
I don't know. I think it was just as nerve-wracking. A little more frustrating, if anything, because we were so close to having a clean sheet and just being comfortable sending us to state. But they got a lucky free kick and an own goal, and you know, we dealt with it pretty well. So
Well, Landon, you put your team ahead with a goal in the 30th minute. Can you kind of describe what happened on that play?
So I saw the center back, like, overcommitting. He was stepping too hard, so I just took a touch around him, had one on my left shoulder, just took a touch past the keeper. He was running at me too fast, I think.
Well, that 1-0 lead was able to hold up until late in the second half. You know, Dylan, with the way that you guys were defending, did you think that one goal was going to be enough?
No chance. I really thought we had it there for a second. So, I mean, I was not expecting them to get one. So,
well, after Lincoln tied it with under 4 minutes left, you guys, you know, got a corner kick with 2:29 to go, and Cal Wahlberg took it. You know, he put it in a perfect spot for you, Dylan, because you headed it in, like Landon said, for the go-ahead goal. You know, can you kind of relive what that moment was like? You know, you had to think that would be the game-winning goal, didn't you?
Yeah, no, for sure. I went up there, and both my teammates looked at me, and Austin Lundberg and Andrew Loder were like, this one's yours. You got to get this one. And Cal put a perfect ball in the box, and I even took out Lando in the process.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a great pass, great header, and you know, I thought that was the one for sure, but they bounced back pretty well. So,
well, yeah, and the photo of that goal that my photographer got, you know, it looks like you're right there, Landon, next to him on that play. So if he hadn't headed in, maybe you could have, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I told him that after the game, but he said no way. He hit me hard.
Took you out, huh?
Oh yeah.
Well, and of course, you had to think that the game was over too, right?
Oh yeah, I was running back to the stands. My head was filled with, like, we're going to state. But with a minute left, they scored again.
Well, yeah, of course, it wasn't over. Lincoln did score the tying goal about a minute later. You know, did you remember what happened on that goal, Dylan? How were they able to score?
Yeah, I do remember. It was across, like a full field diagonal ball across. And then Brandon Tout kicked it away, and then they got it back. And I went to step to get that one. It was just across, and we missed. And they just kind of tapped it in. It wasn't really – they just kind of put it anywhere they could. So –
well, I can just imagine what the emotions were like, you know, for both teams going to overtime. You know, Lincoln had to be thrilled to still be alive, while I would think that you guys might have been a little deflated, you know, to not have finished the game off. You know, Landon, what was Coach Trevor's message to you guys prior to the overtime?
He was just kind of like, keep your heads high, make sure we go into this, like, with a lot of momentum, because obviously they had scored with a minute left. They're going to come out hard. They're going to come out to play, wanting to win, go to state. And we just had to respond like we always do. Whenever we go down a goal, I guess in this case when they tied it up, we always respond.
And Dylan, what was going through your mind? Were you confident that you guys, you know, could get that golden goal?
Absolutely. I was always confident. We've been in these situations one too many times. It's not Ankeny without a crazy finish. So we always put ourselves in kind of the best situation towards end of games. So.
Well, I know it was a corner kick by Cal that got deflected back to him that set up his golden goal. Landon, can you kind of describe, you know, that play? And what was your vantage point on the goal? Did you get a good look at it?
It was crazy. I'm going to be honest. I was on the corner originally came in. I had a guy in front of me. I was kind of on the keeper. That guy just headed it back out. Cal saw an opportunity. I think he might have been crossing it, but it went in the goal.
Yeah, no, he came up to me after the game and was like, Dylan, I saw you on the back post. I was crossing that. It was a great shot, though, so.
Whatever it takes,
can't
right?
Can't complain it.
Well, yeah, I'm doing the prep of the week on Cal for tomorrow, and, of course, you know, he set a school record this season for assists, and his total is now up to 18, which is tied for second in Class 4A. One of the questions that I asked him, Landon, was about, you know, setting you up for many of your goals and what makes you such an effective finisher. So I want to ask you about him. He mentioned that you guys have been playing together, you know, your whole lives, and that he has a good understanding of where you will be at any time. Can you talk about the chemistry that you guys, you know, have developed over the years?
I mean, we've been playing with each other since before we were in even grade school. I mean, I remember seeing pictures of us. I mean, I don't remember it personally, but we've just had this connection where I usually play the ball down and then I find space behind the defenders, and he understands that, so he usually plays a pretty good ball in behind.
Well, you guys will now play Des Moines Roosevelt in a Class 4A quarterfinal on Monday at 7:30 at Mediacom Stadium, which will also host the semifinal and final rounds later in the week. Now, Landon, this will give you an opportunity to play in the same field where you'll be playing for Drake for the next 4 years. I imagine you're pretty excited about that.
Oh, I'm super excited. My grandpa's already told me like 5 times in a row. He keeps saying, oh, you got home field advantage. And I'm just like, yep.
There you go. Well, the Red Flyers advanced to state with a 2-0 win over Linmar. Dylan, what have you learned about Roosevelt from the scouting report?
They're a very talented squad. They have almost everyone on the field is able to play at a very high level. So me and Lando both have played against a lot of those guys in, you know, club and all throughout our high school careers. So they're very talented. It's going to be a game tomorrow for sure. So
Well, Roosevelt's only loss came in a 3-2 defeat at Dowling to open the season on April 1st. Since they battled Ames to a 1-1 draw on April 25th, the Rough Riders have won 9 straight games and allowed only one goal during that stretch. You know, Landon, what challenges do you think their defense will present for you?
They got a physical defense. They got guys all across the board. I mean, outside backs, center backs, they're all great players. Even their keeper's really good. So it's just finding what we can out of them. So when, I guess, Cal or Dylan creating opportunities for all of us up forward.
Well, Roosevelt got goals from Isaiah Lamarck and Ephraim Lungaga. Mm-hmm. I probably botched his name there in the win over Linmar. And Ephraim leads the Riders with 22 goals and 10 assists. You know, Dylan, is he the guy on their team that you have to be most concerned about?
I'd say for sure, maybe. But they're both their wingers and their striker are very talented players. So, I mean, you can't, like, take away from the top three guys that are, like, you can't leave one open just by overcommitting on one. But he's a great player. So, definitely someone to watch out for.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, this will be the third trip to state in 4 years for Ankeny. In 2022, Landon, you saw some playing time in the 2-1 loss to Waukee Northwest in the quarterfinals. And then last year, you had a goal and an assist in the 3-2 loss in the quarterfinals to Dowling, which rallied late to get the win. You know, I'm sure you badly want to get over that quarterfinal hump, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We've sadly had to deal with that the last couple years, always losing in the quarterfinals. But I think this year is going to be different.
Well, Dylan, I'm sure both of you guys would love to finish out your high school career with a deep run. You know, as you look at the Class 4A field as a whole, do you feel like number one Valley has to be the favorite considering the Tigers are riding an 18-game winning streak?
Yeah, they're a very talented team, man. All of them have been playing very high-level soccer through club season, and they've all kind of been around the state for Valley for a long time now. So they have definitely got a lot of experience with seniors, but at the same time, so do we and so do many other teams. So it's not going to be easy for them either, but they're very talented too.
Well, the winner of your game will play either number 3 Iowa City High or number 6 Ames in Thursday's semifinals. You guys defeated Ames earlier this season, and you battled Iowa City High to a 1-1 tie. So if you do advance to that game, you'll at least be familiar with your opponent. Landon, do you think that will make the preparation easier?
Yeah, I think we're ready for anybody in the state.
And, of course, the championship game is slated for Friday at 7:30. Dylan, if you guys are fortunate enough to get there, you know, that's going to be a quick turnaround from Thursday night. If that happens, what kind of things will you guys have to do to, you know, get your bodies right to play again in just 24 hours?
Yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of recovery for sure. We're probably going to be doing ice baths in the morning, probably be stretching as a team definitely after and before the games. So hydrating and getting enough sleep is definitely important for us. So.
Well, it should be a fun week. I'm looking forward to it. I hope the tournaments both go deep into the week for all the teams that we have in the tournaments this week. So good luck, guys. I'll see you there sometime this week.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Real Estate of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring that your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had girls soccer standouts Ava Martin of Ankeny Centennial and Allie Mackey of Ankeny, along with the Ankeny boys stars Dylan Gloviak and Landon Benj. I appreciate the time from all of those folks tonight during this busy weekend as they prepare for this week's state tournaments. Should be a lot of fun. Our plan for this week is we're going to have our reporter, Stephen McDaniel, at the Ankeny boys game tomorrow night. I'm going to be at the Ankeny versus Centennial baseball and softball games. And then I'll be covering both of the girls' games on Tuesday, along with our crew of photographers. And then if all of our soccer teams advance to Thursday, it's going to be a busy night because we'll have three teams all playing at the same night. But I think the Ankeny boys game will be the late one, and the two girls' games will be at 5 and 5:15. So I think I'll cover the Ankeny game at 5. And then head down to Des Moines for the Ankeny boys game if that happens. So hopefully that is what will happen. But should be a fun week. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.